الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our series, and today's topic you can say is a topic which is demanded the most. People say, tell us what the Quran and Hadith say about Dajjal. When will Dajjal appear before Judgment Day? What will he look like? What will he do? So inshallah, in today's episode, we will cover all of these questions. And the wait is over. And there are a lot of misconceptions, misunderstandings about Dajjal. So today, you're going to hear, in light of the Holy Quran and Hadith, that one of the major signs of Judgment Day is the emergence of Dajjal. Who is Dajjal? What does he look like? Where is he? What will he do when he appears? All of this, inshallah, will be mentioned. So stay tuned, listen attentively. In Ahadith, Dajjal has been mentioned in great detail. Every Prophet warned his Ummah about the fitna of Dajjal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned his signs, appearance, and also the circumstances before and after his emergence. And the topic is quite interesting. It's admonitory. And authentic information will be given, inshallah. Now, first of all, let's go to the beautiful book of Allah, the Holy Quran, in which Allah Azza wa Jal states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ فَإِنْ أُعْطُوا مِنْهَا رَضُوا وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطَوْا مِنْهَا إِذَا هُمْ يَسْخَطُونَ. Translation. And amongst them is one who taunts you regarding the distribution of charity. So if they receive some of it, they would be pleased. And if they do not get it, thereupon they are displeased. Dear viewers, what is being talked about here? The scholars of Islam say that this verse was revealed about Zul-Khuwaisarah Tamimi. His name was Khurqus ibn Zubayr. And he was the founder of the Kharijis. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was distributing the spoils of war, Zul-Khuwaisarah said, O Prophet of Allah, do justice. The Holy Prophet alaihi wasallam replied, woe to you. If I do not do justice, then who will? Sayyidina Umar said, allow me to behead this hypocrite. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, leave him. He has other fellows as well that you will consider your prayers and fasts inferior to their prayers and fasts. They will recite the Holy Quran, but it will not go any deeper than their collarbones. They will pass through the religion as an arrow passes through a prey. Now, dear viewers, this blasphemy of that ill-fated person actually proved to be a prelude to the worst turmoil, which later caused extreme disturbance in the Muslim Ummah during the reign of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu and Mawla Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. Those who challenged the Muslim state, meaning the rebellious group who opposed the authority of the Muslim state, were actually his followers, Zul-Khuwaisar. On the occasion of the Battle of Siffin, in order to avoid bloodshed, when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an adopted the way of arbitration so that they could reach a mutual agreement. At first, the Kharijis agreed to it. But when the agreement was made, the Kharijis refuted it and even left the troops of Mawla Ali, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. They began to call him a disbeliever, ma'adhallah, and formed a rebellious group of their own. And in the name of battle, They were ready to fight against Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and the Muslim Ummah. They hated Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu so much that they even left his city and lay in ambush in forests, deserts and mountains, where they would abduct their opponents, oppress and torture them and kill them. When their defiance intensified, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu sent an army of companions who fought a battle against these Kharijis and defeated them. And when the troops of Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu obliterated the Kharijis, he said, find a person with such and such a sign. He mentioned a specific sign. The people started searching for him but could not find him. He again said, go and find that person. By Allah, I have neither told a lie nor have I been told a lie. He repeated this twice or thrice until the people found the corpse of that person with that sign. And they found it in a ruined place. It was placed in front of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the corpse, and there was an odd sign. Dear viewers, one of his hands was like the breast of a woman. Anyway, Amir al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu an uttered takbir and praised Allah Azza wa Jal. One of his companions said, "Praise be to him who purged the earth of the filth of these Kharijis." The viewers may be thinking the topic is about Dajjal, but why have I mentioned the Kharijis? The reason is that Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu an said, "Do you think these people have been obliterated? Not at all. Some of them are in their mother's wombs and others are in their father's loins. Then when one of their groups will be destroyed, another will rise until their last group will emerge with Dajjal." Dear viewers, Dajjal has not emerged yet. And nobody knows where he is at the moment. But on the earth, there has been such a companion who has seen Dajjal, met him, and also conversed with him as well. Yes, what happened in that meeting? What did he see and hear? We will tell you this in full detail, inshallah. In a hadith, we find the whole incident stated by the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Once the Holy Prophet ﷺ suddenly gathered his companions and sat on the pulpit to deliver a sermon. And it was a time when the Prophet ﷺ normally did not use to deliver the sermon. The Holy Companions were surprised as to what had happened that day. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Today Tamim ad-Dari came to me and he told me such a news due to the happiness of which I could not even sleep." Meaning the Prophet ﷺ used to take rest in the afternoons. He used to take a nap. And he said, "I could not even do that. And I prefer to share this news with you as well. Tamim ad-Dari has told me that there were about 30 individuals. They were traveling on a ship when a storm hit and they lost their way. For about a month, they kept on wandering about in the sea. And one day, at sunset, they reached an unknown island. There they saw a black creature, which had a lot of hair on its body. They asked him, 'Who are you?' He replied, 'I am a spy.' Then the Holy Companion said, 'Tell us something about yourself.' He replied, 'I will neither tell you anything nor will I listen to anything from you. You should go to the idol temple. A person is eagerly waiting for you. He will tell you something.' Then all of them went inside. And there a person with tightly tied chains. He asked, 'Who are you? From where have you come?' The companions, Alayhim al-Ridwan, replied, 'We have come from Syria.' He asked, 'What is the condition of the Arabs? A person was supposed to be born there. How is he doing?' Meaning he asked them about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The companions replied, 'He is in a good condition. In the beginning he was opposed, but now he is dominant over the entire Arab peninsula. And they all believe in one religion and one God.' He said, 'Okay, what is the condition of the stream of Zaghar?' They replied, 'It is also in a good condition. People drink water from it and also use it for farming.' Then he asked, 'What is the condition of the dates of Oman and Bisan?' They replied, 'They produce fruits every year.' After hearing this, the person cried out thrice and said, 'I am Dajjal.' Yes, viewers, it was Dajjal. He said, 'I will be released very soon and will travel each and every part of the earth. And I will not leave out any of its parts except Taiba, because I will not have the power to go there.' The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, 'I am quite pleased because Taiba is this same city.' And our Prophet ﷺ said, 'By him in whose power my soul is, in every street, lane, road, soft and hard plain, and even at every palace of Medina, an angel will keep watch with an unsheathed sword, and he will guard them till judgment day.' In the streets of Medina, angels are keeping watch." How great is Medina, dear viewers? In light of some narrations, it is also said that Sayyidina Sulaiman ﷺ imprisoned Dajjal. And according to a hadith, he is present in the east. The fitna of Dajjal, the turmoil of Dajjal, is the greatest and most dangerous of all the turmoils from the beginning of human history till its end. Its importance and severity can be realized from the fact that every Prophet ﷺ warned his ummah of the turmoil of Dajjal. The beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "There is no place besides Makkah and Medina except that it will be trampled by Dajjal very soon. Whereas angels in rows will be guarding every passage leading to both these cities. Dajjal will encamp on a swampy land outside Medina. Then the city of Medina will tremble, i.e. an earthquake will occur. And every disbeliever and hypocrite will be removed from it." Mufti Ahmad Yarkhar Naimi Rahmatullahi Ali states, "There are two types of Dajjal, minor and major. There have been many minor Dajjals and more will appear too. Every false prophet and false claimant of Sufism who misleads people is Dajjal." So these pseudo-Sufis. the major Dajjal will claim to be God. He will appear near Judgment Day and claim to be Allah. But he will not do this in the beginning. Rather, at first he will pretend to be a believer. He will call people towards righteousness. Then he will claim to be a prophet. And finally he will claim to be a God. Now this discussion has proved the emergence of Dajjal. That it will certainly happen. But what will he look like? What will his appearance be like? The appearance of Dajjal, which has been stated in different ahadith, is that Dajjal will be a young man. He'll be tall and his body will be quite fleshy. He'll be blind in one eye and the blind eye will look like a protruding grape, whereas his other eye will be bloodshot. He will have a wide chest, which will be a little sunken. Dajjal will have a wide forehead and between both of his eyes, kafara, meaning kafir, disbeliever, will be written, which every Muslim will be able to read, regardless of whether he knows how to read or not. And he will not have a lot of hair on his body. His hair will be curly, because of which he will look quite odd and strange. He will take a step as far as his eyesight falls. His mount will be a donkey with a lot of hair. Now this was the appearance of Dajjal. What will be the circumstance before Dajjal appears? In what condition will people be? Let's talk about this. The world will be in a very odd condition before Dajjal appears. And we learn from Ahadith that 3 years before he emerges, a drought will spread in the world. A year of drought will start. What will happen in the first year? 1/3 of the rain will be sent from the heavens and 1/3 produce of the earth will be withheld, meaning only 66% of crops will be growing on the earth. In the second year, 2/3 of the rain from the heaven will be withheld, meaning 66% approximately. 2/3 of the rain will not be sent, and then 2/3 of the produce of the earth will also be withheld. And in the third year, there'll be no rain and no yield on the earth until the heaven will become like glass and earth will be of copper. Because of this drought, all animals will die, tribulations and bloodshed will become common, people will be killing and exiling each other, a food crisis will occur, scarcity of knowledge and spirituality will also occur, meaning along with food crisis, there'll be a lack of knowledge and spirituality. This will also be prevalent. People will become weak with regard to the religion. There'll be a lack of scholars and religious people. Then the Dajjal will emerge from a city named Isfahan or Khurasan in the east and will live on the earth for 40 days, out of which one day will be equal to a year and one day will be equal to a month and the next day will be equal to a week, whereas the rest of the days will be like ordinary days of a year. Now during this time period, the Dajjal will mount his donkey and travel all around the world. The donkey's body will be so big that the distance between both of its ears will be equal to 40 cubits. And its speed will be so fast that in one step it will cover a distance of a mile. And there'll be no plain desert and no such mountainous region where he will not go. Because of the angels watching Mecca and Medina, safeguarding Mecca and Medina, he will not be able to enter there. Rather, he will encamp on a swampy land outside Medina. And Medina al-Munawwarah will shake thrice due to an earthquake, because of which every disbeliever and hypocrite will run away from there and will ally themselves with Dajjal. On that day, Medina al-Munawwarah will become purged of every hypocrite and sinful man and woman. Therefore, that day is named as Yawmul Khullas. Dajjal will try to destroy people's faith through various tricks, dear viewers. Just think how difficult that time will be. Safeguarding one's faith, oneself and one's religion will become so difficult. In a hadith, many things have been stated in detail. It is mentioned in a hadith that there will be mountains of bread with Dajjal. People other than the followers of Dajjal will be suffering from severe hardships. There'll be two gardens with Dajjal, one of which he will call paradise, whereas the other will be hell. The one who will believe him to be a god, he will admit him into his paradise, and the one who will refuse him, reject him, he will admit him into his so-called hell. But remember that the one which he will call paradise is actually hell, and the one which he will call hell is actually paradise. And the people that will be admitted into the hell, so-called hell, will actually be entering paradise. And this is due to their faith and their rejection of Dajjal. The earth will be folded for him. In 40 days he will travel all around the world except the two sacred sanctuaries, Haramain Sharifain. He will take out treasures from the earth and the treasures will follow him. There will be an extreme lack of Islamic knowledge. No such person will be left on the face of the earth who could argue with Dajjal. Then such a pious believer will come to them, whom Dajjal's soldiers will ask, "Don't you believe in our God?" That pious believer will reply, "My Lord's signs are not hidden." Then they will grab him and take him to Dajjal. Looking at Dajjal, he will say, "O people, this is the same Dajjal which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned." On the instruction of Dajjal, he will be beaten and tortured. Then Dajjal will ask, "Don't you embrace faith in me?" He will reply, "You are the false Masih." On the instruction of Dajjal, his blessed body will be cut from head to toe. He will be cut into two parts. Dajjal will pass through both of those parts. Then he will say, "Get up." So that person will recover and get up. Then Dajjal will say to him, "At least now you should embrace faith in me." He will reply, "My insight has increased even more. O people, he is Dajjal. He will not be able to do this with anyone after me." Then Dajjal will try to grab and slaughter him, but he will not be able to do this. Then he will grab him and admit him into his hell. People will think that he has been thrown into the fire, but it will actually be paradise. And the one which he will call paradise will actually be hell. Now, on the instruction of Dajjal, rain will shower from the heavens. He will order the earth so it will produce vegetation. The heavens will shower water on his instruction. Animals of Dajjal will become tall, fleshy and healthy. And when he visits a deserted place, its treasures will come along with him like honeybees. He will show many tricks like this. But in reality, all of these will be magic tricks and satanic acts, which will have nothing to do with reality. Because after his departure, from there nothing will remain with the people. He will show treasures and many other things. But when Dajjal leaves from that place, then everything will disappear again. Now, Dajjal's troops will contain 70,000 Jews of Isfahan and 13,000 of their women as well, as well as those who will be subservient to the Jews. Now, there will be devils along with him. They will say to him, "O Dajjal, make us do whatever you want. We will help you." Dajjal will say, "Disperse amongst the people and preach abundantly that I am the Lord." And the devils will do this. And because of the fitna, the tribulation of Dajjal, the believers will be extremely troubled and worried and will rush and take refuge in a mountain named Dukhan. But Dajjal will chase them and besiege the mountain. The believers will be suffering from severe trouble and hunger. At that time, Allah Almighty will send Sayyidina Isa a.s. Now, their view is this will be the turning point. That after all the troubles and problems that the believers will face, they will be helped. It will be the end of times. And Sayyidina Isa a.s. will be sent down on the eastern minaret of the great Masjid of Damascus. Now, when Sayyidina Isa a.s. arrives in the world, as soon as Dajjal sees him, he will melt just like salt dissolves in water. He a.s. will kill Dajjal at the site of Lud and will not leave any of his followers alive. This will be quite an extreme turmoil. Dear viewers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also sought refuge from it and has motivated us, encouraged us to do so as well. And in light of a narration, scholars have stated some ways to protect ourselves from Dajjal. Let's listen to those, inshallah, and learn about what we can do, what supplications we can make. Now, any Muslim who will be in Makkah or Medina will remain safeguarded from the fitna of Dajjal, because Dajjal will not be able to enter Makkah and Medina. It is mentioned in some narrations that the one who will be in Aqsa Masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa, or in Tur Masjid, will also remain safeguarded from the fitna of Dajjal. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "The one who memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf will remain safeguarded from the turmoil of Dajjal." We should all make an intention to memorize the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah. In light of different ahadith, scholars have also stated that people should live far from villages and forests, because Dajjal will mostly visit villages. We will be able to protect ourselves from Dajjal by praising Allah and glorifying Him, being steadfast in faith, and by adopting patience as well. Now, even if Dajjal throws anyone into his fire, he should remain steadfast. That person should remain steadfast, because the fire will become peaceful for him. It will become like a garden, inshallah. In the end, let's pray that Ya Allah, help every Muslim in that difficult time. Dear viewers, the episode is concluding here. Inshallah, we'll be back with another sign of the hour. Until then, take care of yourselves. Remember us in your du'as. Keep watching Madani channel and spread the invitation to watch it to others as well. Allah accept what has been said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar.